Taichi Ono's Workplace Management. Author, Taichi Ono. Many people today are seeking to build their own winning Gemba, or workplace, management system. Just like the one built by Taichi Ono at Toyota, the study and application of Kaizen, continuous improvement, and Toyota production system has become increasingly a part of how hospitals, governments, universities, banks, mining operations, and retailers are choosing to improve performance and develop their people. So what was Taichi Ono seeking? To answer this question, we need to pay careful attention to his ideals, his thinking style, his approach to learning and teaching, his views on frontline leadership, to his spirit and his leadership. We must study and strive to understand how and why masters such as Taichi Ono arrived at their accomplishment. Only then can we have footprints on our own paths. The wise mend their ways. When I was a middle school student, we studied the Chinese classics, and during this class, we learned from the Analects of Confucius. In these writings, Confucius says, "The wise will mend their ways, and the wise man should not hesitate to correct themselves." I think the term wise man must refer to a remarkable person, and I am sure that more than half of what such person said was right. But even then, probably they were wrong 30 or 40% of the time. I think these words in the Analects mean that even the wise man is not right 10 times out of 10. And when you know you're wrong, you should mend your ways and not hesitate to correct yourself. Confirm failures with your own eyes. You may have misconceptions, but you have also good ideas. If your idea fails, then go see what failed with your own eyes. It is important to develop this habit. When managers only hear about the results and think, "Oh, that didn't work," then the result is failure. Even if the result is a success, you must not be satisfied by only hearing about the result. Go see with your own eyes, and you will understand very well what things were tried and what things were not included in your calculations. Misconceptions hidden within common sense. Knowledge is something you buy with money. Wisdom is something you acquire by doing it. If we go beyond the common sense, we will see that there is a big advantage. There will always be a big disadvantage. The right way to think about this is that if you eliminate the disadvantages, you'll be left with the big advantages. This is what I call going beyond common sense. But here again, our misconceptions get in the way, and it takes a little courage to take a step outside common sense. Don't fear opportunity losses. The Japanese have a tendency of being very afraid of opportunity losses. A lost opportunity for making money is called opportunity loss, and is similar in meaning to actually losing money. Though very different things, in both cases, people tend to feel they suffered a great loss. I think this is another example of misconception, because the lost opportunity to make a profit causes no actual harm, while an actual loss causes financial harm. People confuse things. The misconception that mass production is cheaper. There's another widely held bit of common sense that actually comes from a misconception. It is generally thought that mass production is cheaper. Thanks to this, although it's nothing to be thankful about, perhaps there's another bit of common sense that says low volume production must be more expensive. However, when we question whether mass production actually reduces costs, I have to say that I have been around and seen a lot. But there were very few examples where increased production volume actually reduced cost. In most cases, increased production volumes increased costs. Do Kaizen when times are good. Kaizen should be done when times are good or when the company is profitable, since your efforts to streamline and make improvements when the company is poor are limited to reduction in staff. Even if you try to go lean and cut out the fat to improve business performance, when your business is in a very difficult position financially, there is no fat to be cut. Even if you try to go lean and cut out the fat to improve business performance, when your business is in a very difficult position financially, there's no fat to be cut. If you're cutting out muscle which you need, then you cannot say that your efforts to become lean are succeeding. The most important thing about doing Kaizen is to do Kaizen when times are good, the economy is strong, and the company is profitable. Produce at a lower cost. One of the main fundamentals of the Toyota system is to make what you need in the amount you need by the time you need it. To tell the truth, there is another part of this, and that is at a lower cost. But that part is not written down. That may be why people think we go home and we've produced the quantity needed for the day. The Toyota system is to make what we need in the amount we need at a lower cost. Having a reliable boss. Let the flow manage the process, and not the management manage the flow. In order for Gemba to be a place where the people directly doing the work can work with vim and vigor, they need to have someone they can rely on. From that perspective, it is better not to change team leaders so often. When someone is put in charge of a department and their area of responsibility is increased, people will depend on them. But if after a year or two this person is assigned another factory, the workers lose their reliable boss. I feel sorry for the blue-collar workers. They need reliable bosses. If the reliable people are frequently moved to other positions, they can no longer be relied upon. operational availability versus rate of operation. The rate of operation changes depending on the amount of work you have at a time. You may need to work overtime to run 120%, and at other times, you may run at a much lower rate to save energy, or even shut the machines off. However, when people mix the two up and say that they must increase both their operational availability and their rate of operations, this is familiar to how people mix man hours and machining time. If machines really need to be running, but they are broken and cannot run, you should do thorough maintenance so that they do not break down. Keep machines in operable condition so you can run them whenever needed. It is a problem when you have a lot of work and want to run your machines fully, but they are broken down and you cannot run them. Only the Gemba can do cost reduction. I was telling the person in charge of the personnel the other day, when the Gemba says they want 100 people, you should give them 10 people. The Gemba will find one way or another to meet their production requirements. So if they come crying to you that they can't make it unless you get 100 people, just give them about 10 people and ignore them. Then even human resources can achieve a cost reduction of 90 people. The same is true of accounting. The shop floor reduces inventory. The money goes into the bank. This cash can be used to generate a few percentage points of profit. So even accounting can reduce cost if they effectively use the money that the shop floor saves. Instead, accounting thinks it just needs to allocate cost savings targets. Even if accounting identifies the cost structure needed to be profitable, ask the manufacturing department to reduce cost by several percent because they are losing money, or asks the design department to reduce cost by several percent, these allocations are useless unless the others actually do the cost reduction. Follow the decisions that were made. We need to use the words "you made," as in, follow the decisions you made. When we say "that were made," people feel like it was forced upon them. When a decision is made, we need to ask who made the decision. Since you also have the authority to decide if you decide, you must at least follow your decision, and then this will not be a decision forced upon you at all. The standard time should be the shortest time. Time study is another thing everyone gets wrong. For example, people measure 10 repetitions of a task and use the average value. I think this is the worst thing you can do. If you're watching a person doing something 10 times, and if they are doing it differently each time, you should immediately correct them. If you're going to take 10 such unreliable measurements, you should choose the shortest time. Some say that is harsh, but what is harsh about this? The shortest time is the easiest method. Tai Chi Ono as a master trainer. Teaching means to teach something unknown. Training means to repeatedly practice something you know until your body remembers it. Many people know Tai Chi Ono as the lead developer of the Toyota production system, but I believe his larger contribution was in the development of people. Ono developed many methods to train them, but in reflecting on stories I have heard from students, it came down to a few principles. 1. Learn at the Gemba. Ono did not believe in classroom training. Training was hands-on. Teacher must stay ahead of the student in learning. Ono himself was an obsessive learner, always at the Gemba improving TPS and improving himself, and when he saw no endpoint for learning. 3. Be a tough coach with high standards. Ono was the tough, demanding coach who would not allow the student to relax or settle for anything less than perfection. 4. Love your students. At the end of the day, Ono would gather his students around, and it was clear that he was working hard, and it was clear that he was working so hard to help his students develop themselves because he loved them all. 5. Always be passionate about, even obsessed with, Kaizen. Your passion will rub off on your students, as will any lack of passion.